All right, quick update. The Fifth Circuit has suspended the Joe Biden vaccine, quote, mandate. You know, that's not rooted in any law, has no backing of actual science, nothing. Just him saying that everybody who has 100 employees or more has to force vaccines on all their employees. And by the way, they're trying to expand that to companies of all sizes. So if you're under 100 employees, that's not going to save you. We got to defeat this nonsense. And the Fifth District has done that. Temporarily. They've paused it. And remember, it was going to be implemented January 4th. At least that's the deadline that we've been told. But the Fifth Circuit Court has said, nah, we're going to put a pause on this because looks like it's got some major, you know, constitution problems here. Yeah, no kidding. Like the government claiming to own your body. And by the way, Governor Abbott of Texas is celebrating this decision. Now, the war is not over, obviously. This is just a temporary suspension until it's heard in the courts. And ultimately, this will probably go to the Supreme Court. And then it begs the question, do you think the Supreme Court is still fighting for America? Because we've been betrayed in a lot of recent decisions, right? So even though Trump put them in, many of them have not made good calls. But, you know, there's also a big Second Amendment case that's up before SCOTUS right now. If they make the right call on that, it could really legalize or constitutionalize, you might say, concealed carry across the entire nation. Because this is the case about New York preventing people from carrying firearms, I think, on the way to a gun range. That sounds like New York. So the Supreme Court could make some really great decisions right now. We could have a celebration across America if the Supreme Court strikes down the totally illegal, totally unconstitutional, totally unscientific Joe Biden vaccine mandate. We could get our country back. It would be like a day of celebration. By the way, the supply chain problems would be resolved relatively quickly if that whole mandate were shut down. Whereas if it's not shut down, people are going to be starving to death. You know, we're going to be running out of fuel and coal for the power plants and groceries and spare parts and automobiles, you know, everything, plumbing supplies, you name it. All the stuff that's in short supply right now going to get far worse if this vaccine mandate stays in place. So it is critical for the functioning of our economy that this get struck down. But of course, it's more than that. It's about the government claiming to own your body. And if the government can claim to own your body, then they can, of course, do anything they want with it. They can force any chemical into your body, or they can force you to take a mark of the beast, a biometric microchip, or whatever they want to do. Because at that point, well, they own your body. So yeah, we've all got to resist this, all of us. And did you see the employees of Procter & Gamble? They put out a video that said, basically, we're going to bring this company to a halt if they force this vaccine mandate on us. Did you see that? That was inspiring, also a little creepy. But employees of these large companies, they are organizing, like the pilots of Southwest and also other airlines. This is happening as well. The employees of Boeing protesting. The employees of John Deere still on strike, but not just for vaccine reasons, but I think that's part of it. And of course, you have the nurses and the healthcare workers who have said no, and they've walked off the jobs. And you've got firefighters and police officers and so on walking off the jobs, well, getting fired essentially, because they're not going to commit vaccine suicide. And society is crumbling. We're just beginning to see the early stages of this. If it continues, this is going to lead to a total collapse. That's why we've got to stop this. And now I have some faith that it will be stopped. And that's good news, because the Fifth District and the Fifth Circuit, you know, is not something to be messed with. The next step up is just the Supreme Court. And the Fifth Circuit has taken this action quite aggressively, and they've cited the Constitution in their action here. So this is a pretty big deal. But I want to suggest what needs to be done if we don't get this overturned. Now, again, first of all, it's completely illegal. The vaccine mandate's just an executive order by a dictator, or someone who thinks he's a dictator. He's really more like a dictator without the tater. And that's Joe Biden. He thinks he's in charge. He thinks he was elected king. Well, sorry, man, that's not how it works. You got to pass a law. And even then, you don't have the right to inject people with something that they don't want in their bodies. You have no such right even with a law, but you haven't even passed a law. So here's what needs to happen. And I think this is what will happen if it goes this far. In other words, if this is not stopped. States like Texas and Florida will probably lead the way, and they will have to declare a nullification of OSHA. So you know how the left-wing states, when Trump was president, they declared a nullification of ICE, and they declared themselves to be sanctuary states. Remember that? Sanctuary cities. We will not comply with federal immigration law. Well, two can play that game. Texas and Florida and other states will need to declare, South Dakota, probably Missouri and so on, they'll need to declare, we no longer recognize any authority of OSHA. We nullify OSHA. We will not cooperate with OSHA. And we are instructing our own local businesses to reject OSHA. Because OSHA, you know, the Occupational Safety, what is it? Safety and Hazards Association, you know, Employee Workers Group that is basically just terrorizing businesses across America right now by claiming that if you don't have the vaccine, you're a danger to everybody. It's absurd. What about people with natural immunity? What about people who take vitamin D, huh? If anybody's a danger to the workers, it's Joe Biden. OSHA should fine him for being who he is. He's such a danger to America. But nevertheless, we've got to nullify OSHA. And ultimately, if this continues, you have to nullify the entire Biden administration because it was illegitimate from the start. They rigged the election. They stole it in 2020. He was never elected by the people, never even elected by the states. It was rigged. It was so rigged in ways that we are now seeing, you know, over and over again. The evidence is undeniable. They stole it. They printed up 700,000 plus fraudulent ballots, snuck them in at 4 a.m. And they claimed, oh, gosh, the election is still going on for 5 days. Well, no, it isn't. Supposed to be over on, what was it, November 4th last year or 3rd? 3rd and 4th, right? The morning of the 4th? That's it. You don't get 5 days to go out and print more ballots. And they were printed and they were faked and a lot of them were never even mailed. They weren't even folded. They didn't have the right paper. They were all filled out by computers, you know, printing errors, the whole deal. Okay, so we know that that was all faked. So we've got to nullify that. And I know efforts are underway to do that, but it's time for states to realize what a danger the Biden regime is to America. They are shutting down. The Biden regime is dismantling this country with the logistics problems at the ports, the shutting down of fossil fuel pipelines that are necessary to run the economy, the collusion with the Taliban and the CCP, the disastrous shenanigans in the Middle East, the wide open border, continued mass invasion of America, the continued mass money printing, the collusion with Big Pharma, the nonstop mass vaccination of children. Even when Biden said, he's on the record last December in a speech, he said he would not support mask mandates or vaccine mandates. That should be people's choice. And now he's just pushing all that because, of course, he's a liar. I mean, of course he lied. That's all he does. Well, that is when he's not confused. He's either confused or lying. Those are the only two options. He has two modes. He's like an android with two modes, you know, lie or be confused. Now, another take on nullification is, of course, secession, that many people are talking about secession. There are petitions floating around Texas and other states to try to secede. There are, what is it? There are counties in Virginia that want to join West Virginia. There are counties in Oregon that want to join Idaho, and I don't blame them. And practically the northern half of California wants to split off and become Northern California. That's also not a bad idea. So, yeah, America's falling apart. And you'll remember my prediction from a couple of years ago now. I said, America, as we know it, ceases to exist by the end of 2025. Okay, so that's my prediction from what, 2018, I think it was, or 2019, something in that range. But we've seen this coming, okay? This is not a big surprise. And the only question is, what does the breakup look like? Now, a lot of people don't want to see America broken up because America is stronger altogether, but we've got to get real Americans back in charge of the military, of the White House, of the entire elections process. We've got to get real Americans back in control of the media instead of the CIA and the globalists. We've got to get control of our schools, which is already starting to happen. A lot of parents won school board elections recently, and they're fighting against critical race theory, which the lunatic left is now pretending doesn't exist, even though they've been brainwashing children with that. Unbelievable. We got to get real Americans back in charge and take our country back. Otherwise, the only option is to split off from the tyranny. So one of those two things is going to happen. Either we take America back, and I'm not sure that can ever happen through voting, because voting is rigged and Congress is bought off and so on. I'm not sure. I guess we'll see. Or America is going to split up, and it's going to be secession. It might be civil war. It might be nullification. It might be a negotiated exit. Who knows? But America as we know it is finished. Now, at the same time all this is happening, don't forget that Democrats are murdering their babies. And I'm not talking just about abortion. I'm talking about vaccines. So did you see the poll? 27% of America's parents are planning to have their children injected with the deadly spike protein biological weapon. Did you see that? How much you want to bet that maybe 25% out of the 27% are Democrats? So Democrats are now in the process of carrying out mass biological weapons attacks on their own children. And yes, it's very sad. It's very tragic. If you think about it long enough, you might start to cry. But we're not in control of that. There's nothing we can do except to try to educate people, you know, try to save children. We're all trying to save children. But at the end, if these lunatic Democrat parents want to murder their own children, we really can't stop them. But think about how that's going to change the demographics of our nation. And think about who took the vaccines in the first place. It's almost all Democrats. Well, like 2-1, Democrats versus Republicans took the vaccines. That's a better clarification. But what I mean is, in Democrat cities, almost all of them took it. So when you start looking at the long-term deaths that are going to come out of these vaccines, not just the short-term stuff, the blood clots, not just the medium-term stuff, you know, the antibody-dependent enhancement, talking about the long-term deaths, the cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurological collapse, organ failure, all that stuff, we're going to have a lot fewer Democrats in America over the next 10 years. There's no question about it. I mean, no wonder they have to have open borders replacements coming in to try to replace all the Democrats that are being murdered by the vaccines. But there is, because of that, and I'm not cheering it, obviously, I'm trying to stop vaccine murder, but because of that, there actually is a chance that the demographics are going to shift so dramatically that Republicans, you know, conservatives, Christians, patriots will once again be able to overwhelm the vote rigging of the left and even take back California, take back New Jersey, take back New York, for that matter, even Illinois and so on. So this is going to be a very dark time for America, because we're going to see a mass die-off. We're going to see tyranny getting even worse than it is already. But the American people are starting to rise up and reject all that tyranny. And the people who are Christians and conservatives are saying no to the vaccine. So they will be the ones who are still alive when all of this settles out, you see. So in the long run, it actually looks pretty good for real Americans taking over America if we can just survive the next year or so. This is probably the most dangerous year since, 1864 or so, right? Or 1862, let's say. It's probably the most dangerous year since then. So stay informed, be ready, get prepared for everything. This is a critical time, and you've got to stay healthy. You got to be prepared. You got to have stored food. You got to have, you know, off-grid money, off-grid food, all that. Otherwise, you might not make it. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com, and naturalnews.com. Take care.